Its ceiling is 0 notes. Leaders of the group of 20 major economies will say they aim to cap global warming at the 1.5 degrees Celsius level, which scientists say is vital to avoid disaster, but will largely avoid firm commitments. This is according to a draft statement seen by Reuters. The joint statement on the need for climate action reflects tough negotiation among diplomats as the leaders gathered for a two-day summit in Rome. But the draft details few concrete actions to limit carbon emissions. Tens of thousands of Sudanese on Saturday staged protests in Khartoum and other cities to demand the restoration of a civilian-led government to put the country back on a path to democracy after a military coup. People carried Sudanese flags and chanted, "Military rule can't be praised, and our government is civilian," as they marched in neighborhoods across the capital. A Turkish-flagged cargo ship carrying about 400 migrants is sailing slowly off the island of Karpathos after sending out a distress signal on Friday and will dock at a Greek port to disembark the migrants. This is what a Greek Coast Guard official said on Saturday. The vessel could not sail independently and was being towed by a Greek Coast Guard vessel, the official said. It sent the distress signal near the island of Crete, with the Coast Guard quoting passengers as saying it had sailed from Turkey. China's latest COVID-19 outbreak is developing rapidly, a health official said, as the authorities demanded high vigilance at ports of entry amid growing infections in a northeastern border city caused by the virus arriving from abroad. Some 377 domestically transmitted cases with confirmed symptoms were reported from October 17th through the 29th. This is VOA News. Rebellious Tigrayan forces said on Saturday they had seized the strategic town of Desi in Ethiopia's Amhara region, where tens of thousands of ethnic Amharas have sought refuge from an escalation in fighting. The fighters pushed Ethiopian government forces from Desi and were headed towards the town of Kombolcha, a spokesman for the Tigray People's Liberation Front told media. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he could not rule out triggering trade dispute action against France next week in a post-Brexit row over fishing that has further strained relations and could ultimately disrupt the flow of goods. Johnson, who is hosting the UN climate summit next week, again said he did not want the spat over fish to derail a meeting of the world's 20 biggest economies, seen as a stepping stone to secure more commitments for COP26 in Glasgow. Pope Francis has accepted an invitation from Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit in a turnaround in relations with the Vatican following the failure of negotiations for a papal trip to the predominantly Hindu nation in 2017. There are about 20 million Roman Catholics in India, about 1.5% of the population of 1.3 billion. Some 80% of India's people are Hindu. Lebanon's government cannot afford to resign over a growing diplomatic crisis with Saudi Arabia and some Gulf states, a member of a Lebanese crisis group of ministers said on Saturday, following a three-hour meeting over the widening rift. The country cannot be left without a government due to other pressing matters and would continue to work to resolve the rift, Education Minister Abbas Halabi said after the meeting. U.S. intelligence agencies are saying they may never be able to identify the origins of COVID-19 as they released a new, more detailed version of their review of whether the coronavirus came from animal-to-human transmission or leaked from a lab. The Office of the U.S. Director of National Intelligence said in a declassified report that a natural origin and a lab leak are both plausible hypotheses for how the virus first infected humans. But it said analysts disagree on which is more likely or whether any definitive assessment can be made at all. And the U.S. has expressed outrage and demanded an investigation after the Associated Press reported that Myanmar's military has been torturing detainees in a systematic way across the country. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.